Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Robert Ross joins us, professor of political science at Boston College and associate with Center for Chinese Studies at Harvard. Getting an update on where things stand between the U.S. and China. Anthony Blinken visited last week. How you doing, Professor?
Good, thank you.
How did what caused the Blinken to visit?
Well, sometimes we think that such dialogues and conversations can promote cooperation. This is not one of those cases. The secretary went into China to basically read him the Riot Act and say that if we don't see better cooperation on these sets of issues, American policy will get tougher. I think his mission was to deliver that message personally so that the Chinese would understand the importance we attach to those issues and the importance of cooperation with American interests.
I should say, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken, I'm glad you threw that in there for people that don't know. Sometimes I presume things that maybe are not as evident to some as others. Professor, how effective is face-to-face communication when it comes to something like this, leader-to-leader, as opposed to either through written communication or telephone communication or even aid-to-aid communication?
Well, there are times that if the delivering a message by the president or the secretary of state can carry greater weight, particularly because they're putting their personal respect on the line. And so if you challenge the secretary, you challenge the president, you might expect a firmer response. And this is part of that. We are increasing our pressure over trade issues, over Ukraine, over the South China Sea, and we wanted to get the message across loud and clear. I'm not sure it's going to make a big difference. The relationship has been deteriorating. We're digging in our heels on our respective interests, and I'm not sure either side is prepared to make significant compromises.
So what is it that the United States wants China to stop doing or start doing?
Well, in the interest of trade, the Chinese are said to have major subsidies for their industries and are selling their products overseas, including the United States, at below cost. We call this dumping. So we've accused the Chinese of this for steel, for example. And, of course, the larger issue is this is an election year. So, and American workers are an important constituency for the Democratic Party. So we're not clear exactly to what extent this is dumping or simply inexpensive costs. And the Biden administration is using dumping as a way to legitimate help for the American worker that is indeed being affected by Chinese imports. And so we are warning the Chinese a continued export of the surplus capacity at low prices to the United States will likely elicit greater U.S. trade sanctions. We're also pushing the Chinese on Ukraine. We're saying the Chinese are providing the Russians with assistance that enable them to continue to prosecute the war. The Chinese have been very careful not to give the Russians weapons. And for a long time, that was our policy, to not provide weapons. But as the war continues, we're more concerned about Russian production capabilities and the overall healthy Russian economy, and to the extent that there is Chinese trade with Russia, we're saying it's helping them prosecute the war. So we want to see the Chinese lower their trade and exports to Russia. And finally, we're very close to a standoff in the South China Sea. The United States has been building its military presence significantly in the Philippines and bringing the Philippines into a coalition, including the United States, Japan, and Austria. And they're saying, we are going to support the Philippines. We're going to double down our military presence in the Philippines. And the Chinese, be careful if you should retaliate against that, because we're prepared to up the ante. And the Chinese themselves are getting quite testy about the Philippines' cooperation, for they see this as American military presence on China's perimeter, as expanding American containment of China through its presence in the Philippines.
South China Islands, and islands rather, the Chinese built in the South China Sea, those aren't going anywhere. That's a new fact of life, correct?
That is. I don't think anyone sees these islands as a asset in a war. They're immobile. They're not going anywhere. But they certainly allow the Chinese to have a constant naval presence in and around the Philippines, Singapore, throughout the South China Sea, with supplies, water, fuel, so that this contributes to their presence and makes the other countries realize, oh, China's here. Perhaps we should cooperate with China.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. It always interests me when it comes to U.S.-Chinese relations in terms of economy, in terms of military. I don't think anybody really wants a war here. I don't think there would be a winner in any of this, but I'm just wondering who has a little bit of the edge. If you're going to have a thumb war between China and the U.S., who has more of an edge? And also, I want to talk about artificial intelligence and chips and Taiwan and what really the United States could do if China was to move on Taiwan and if China would want to risk that. We'll sort it all out. It's a pretty complicated puzzle here. We're talking to Robert Ross, professor of political science at Boston College and an associate with the Center for Chinese Studies at Harvard. I'm getting some texts about the protests on a campus. I'll read those after the news. 6:50, 10 till 7, traffic now, WWL.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, 6:53 and a half. Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Robert Ross, professor of political science at Boston College and associate with the Center for Chinese Studies at Harvard. I mentioned earlier, professor, when it comes to superpowers, I presume Russia and China are the preeminent superpowers in the world? not Russia and China, China and the United States.
They are the only two, if you will, great powers in the world today. That's correct.
So does anybody have an advantage, a clear advantage, or is it pretty even?
Well, it depends on where we're envisioning this conflict. If we're in the Taiwan Strait, I think most American military planners are quite apprehensive that China's proximity to the strait, their missiles, their aircraft, would pose a severe challenge to any American effort to operate and provide assistance to Taiwan in a war. I think most Americans and all military planners would like to avoid a war at all costs in the Taiwan Strait. The South China Sea is more problematic. The United States certainly has a strong Navy and high technology and good missiles. But the problem for the U.S. is that our Navy is shrinking in size every year. As the Navy gets older, as we have less ships that are capable, we're actually reducing the size of our Navy to build a new generation, whereas the Chinese are just producing naval ships 6, 7, 8 a year. And so we expect them to have about 400 ships fairly quickly. The United States should drop to about 180. Ships matter, and that certainly creates a difficult situation in the South China Sea. The United States is counting on its advanced technologies to compensate, but this would not be an easy battle for either country.
When it comes to artificial intelligence and manufacturing of computer chips and staying neck and neck with China when it comes to technology, is Taiwan providing chips to both China and us, or just the United States, or all over the world?
Well, Taiwan has decreased the extent of high technology cooperation with China, and they're no longer providing China or investing in China any of their high technology products or cutting edge products. On the other hand, they are investing in a new plant in the United States in Arizona to produce semiconductors here so we can have a greater self-reliance. And so this gradual trend of Chinese finding it difficult to attract investors in the highest technologies is going to create a problem for China. And certainly this will be our long-term advantage. Whether or not we can actually produce chips in the United States that are cutting edge is a different question. Our labor costs are high. Our workforce is different. We have unions. None of those that Taiwan has, and those issues are not so prevalent in South Korea. So far, I think for a long time, for the most important technologies, we will remain reliant on our friends. But we certainly want to cut China's access to these high technologies.
But it would seem as though that would make it even more important for China to have access to them from their standpoint. It would make Taiwan look even more tempting.
I think if there's a conflict over Taiwan, no one gets access to Taiwan semiconductors. That plant becomes obsolete very quickly as it's in a war zone. And perhaps the Chinese would say, you know, we can't get them, so America can't get them. But no one's going to get those chips if there's conflict over Taiwan.
So what keeps you up at night, Professor, as far as next year, next 5 years, next 10 years with U.S.-China relations?
I worry about the trend in the U.S.-China naval balance. The naval balance is slipping quickly toward China's favor, and our ability to offset that is not great. We have severe budget problems. Our ability to raise the defense budget is very limited, and we do not have a strong shipbuilding industry. We produce very few ships in this country, and China's the leading shipbuilding country in the world. So that competition just doesn't look good for the United States. The United States is, again, relying on technology to compensate, and we want to disrupt China's access to technologies to give us that advantage. And I'm not sure that will do the job. It's not clear that technology can offset hardware. And then finally, I worry about there's an old Chinese expression that says the sky is high and the emperor's far away. And we might apply that to naval captains at sea who have to make split-second decisions. And sometimes we can have accidents at sea that no one intended, but then it creates a crisis and difficult for either side to back down. To me, that's a worry. No one wants a war. Certainly the Biden administration and the Chinese are trying to double down on their interests and resist compromise without crossing any line that would lead to hostilities. But as this relationship gets more difficult, it's important to remember that both sides are taking risks and anything could happen.
Thank you, Professor. I appreciate your time. Robert Ross, Professor of Political Science at Boston College and Associate with the Center for Chinese Studies at Harvard. When we come back, we're talking to Pat Connick about protecting Louisiana seafood, also about a poll that he has out that in his district that showed some interesting things. I was talking about the protest. Somebody texted in and said, you'll friggin' care about it when these crazy idiots are running the country. This is the next generation. Wake the blank up, Tommy. You are clueless. Don't turn this into a MAGA issue. I didn't say anything about MAGA. This text is the only thing person has said anybody, or only person said anything about MAGA. And as far as these crazy idiots are running the country, it's the same thing was said when the people were protesting the Vietnam War. And as a matter of fact, I'm not saying that this applies to this case, but history showed that they were kind of right about the Vietnam War. Somebody said, I see a whole lot more violence here than I did at the Capitol. Or they were talking about attacking major communications corporations. And I said, well, you mean like attacking the Capitol? And it seems like people are kind of forgetting all of that, that, you know, they're looking at the protests on the campus and forgetting about the attack on the Capitol, which to me, that was newsworthy. That was serious. That was something that people had to pay attention to. This, to me, seems between the university and the protesters. But you can keep texting me, 504-260-1870.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
All-star closer Kenley Jansen, we have a question.
What's the best podcast of all time?
Baseball isn't boring, baby.
I'm Rob Bradford, and every single day I'm sitting down with the biggest names to show you this great game is the greatest game. It's my podcast. It's my passion. It's a cause I started more than 2 years ago and is now the most prolific national daily baseball pod there is. Another fact, so jump aboard the BIB Express. Follow and listen to Baseball Isn't Boring, presented by Wasabi Hot Cloud Storage on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.